The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And on the line with me is the friend of both Kaya, I think that's the correct pronunciation, and Joshua Samaru. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Alyssa, I saw you all on the news, Alyssa. Your voice, you're very, very vocal on this tragedy that befell your both friends this morning. I want to start off by asking you the first question. Where's Alyssa, where is Kaya Seeley right now?
Kaya is abroad.
Kaya.
Medical treatment, yeah.
Kaya is abroad.
Yeah, she has been for a while now, as they have the better facilities to aid in her speedy recovery.
I'm very happy that you all were able to get her outside and for her to be out there. Now, Alyssa, I go and tell you, it's plenty speculation. A lot is being said in the public's domain, and we are not happy. People are not happy. There's too much questions and very, very little answers. We saw the drama. We saw what unfolded. She is now not a suspect, but she has now been officially issued, a warrant has been officially issued for her. She has, the DPP has instructed charges. Why was she allowed to leave the country? At what point before these charges did they ever tell her she was a suspect?
No, they did not.
What happened in the pre-dawn, in the pre-early, not the pre-na, in the very early onset, in the aftermath of this shooting when she was at hospital? What was the visitation like? What took place? The police there guarding her, were they did they have her in handcuffs? What was it?
No, she was not in handcuffs. I don't know if the people would have read her statement given through her lawyer. She would have said that she woke up to an officer over her on the when she was on the hospital bed, just, you know, guarding her, looking at her. She would have also heard them like whispering. She explained that she was really scared. She wasn't sure if they were about to finish her off. And then when she was discharged from the hospital, they escorted her home. They did not arrest her. And my question is, if she was this big wanted shooter that y'all are trying to paint her to be, and some of the nation is being so gullible as to say, well, the DPP wouldn't allow for that just so, I want to tell y'all that not because the DPP got evidence, it means he got the truth. Right?
Well said. Because he can only do... He's not investigating this. He gets a file before him. The investigating officer says, this is the evidence we have. They check all the boxes. He not on the scene personally walking around or have his office doing that. He will. The police come with information. He, based on the law, he instructs or advises what the next phase is. Now, you can tell us, this interview, I am very brutal, and I just get to the, I just dig deep. Because I heard some things over the weekend. I'm being honest with you.
Right?
I was at a social event and I met officers, and one whom I know very well because they know me. And we sat and we talked. I cannot divulge his identity and I will not. But what he said to me shook me while I was looking at him sitting down there. I was shook. He shaked me to my core. I went home. I woke up yesterday morning in preparation for chatting with you. I could not. I haven't even said to the public as yet what I was told. Now, I've been hearing things on both sides. The police say, now, I will tell you one time, because leading up to what I'm going to ask you to do for me next. I heard officers, senior officers, spoke with me, and they said, Davey, they were not part of the active investigations. But, you know, they're in the police service, they have high rank, so they would get information, they would know, they would ask questions, and they would think. They and all felt it was questionable, the officer's actions. What happened with that shooting? That's one. Then I got another officer giving me another slant to this thing and told me, he said, you don't have the information that the police have, so you don't know. Here is what took place. And he went down and told me what happened. He said, dude, he said, Davey, I'm telling you, this is what we know. And they have... In conclusion to that statement, he said they have been watching Joshua and Kaya for some time, because So by so. I said, you serious? He said, they have been looking at them. So Kaya would have regained consciousness, brought home. Tell me, she would have spoken to you, family.
Mm-hmm.
What did Kaya, in her cognitive state, say to you all that transpired on that day? Was she in Maloney?
Yes, Kaya already gave a statement to the public about the ordeal that would have took place in Maloney, you know. It's available to the public.
I saw it. But I want you to tell me.
So she would have said that they were Joshua. No, I can't really recall it exactly because it was long and I would have read it.
No, just summarize. Just summarize what she told you. Just summarize what
she would have said, that Joshua had to make a stop. And she wasn't paying much attention. She was on her phone. And she heard Joshua say, "Don't bother," and reverse. And as they were reversing, a police officer caught in front of their vehicle, and the same guy that Joshua said, "Don't bother," to went into the vehicle. She said that a gun was pointed, and Joshua sped off. And that is what led to the chase.
Why did Alyssa say at any point, because to leave Maloney, I can tell you the path, there's a street called Flamingo Boulevard in Maloney. They would have drove around. It's a street by a church. They go around the corner, and that street heads north. Take them to a road called Piako Old Road. At Piako Old Road, you can take left or right, or you can go straight across. Straight across would lead you to the prisons down there in a dead end. Turning right will take you to the main road priority bus route, but turning left will take you to the highway. So they probably turn left and sped along Piako Old Road, which is kind of, it's a cars park at the side. I pass there, I see it, and it get to the highway. Now, to get on the highway, Joshua and Kaya would have had to take a U-turn by the Maloney traffic lights and head in a western direction.
Mm-hmm.
All of this was done while police was in hot pursuit.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kaya said in her statement that there were no sirens.
There were no sirens?
No. Throughout the chase, there were no sirens. Only coming down to the end when another vehicle started to pursue them is when sirens were on. But in the initial pursuit, she said she did not hear any sirens.
I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Sirens was on. But let me get this part right. So all the way down to the highway, we check in from by Maloney traffic lights, which is the lights, if you're heading in a western direction, is the traffic lights after Mousika. If you're heading east, is the traffic lights before Mousika. A U-turn. So them break the traffic light. I don't know. They get a green light. I don't know. They safely make a U-turn with police now chasing them from heading east to heading west.
Mm-hmm.
They reach, I don't know at what point on the highway, they turn off the highway. Again, that road to cross, I don't know where it is, if they had to turn left or right. I don't know where the street is. But all of that took place. And at no point, Kia said that she told Joshua, pull aside.
And yeah, she did say that she was telling Joshua to pull aside.
And Joshua ignored.
Yeah, she said, don't worry. We will be good, don't worry. And then, when he finally stopped, that's when he wind down the glass and put out his hands in surrender.
And that is when the shots, well, we saw that end part of it.
Yeah.
Kaya said if Joshua was in the possession of a firearm?
No, she said she kept screaming from the onset. She kept screaming that there was no gun. There was no gun. Even in her most recent statement, she said that she never held a gun, much less fired a gun at police officers.
So she is the one. She did not shoot at the police?
No, Joshua did not either. There was no gun in the car.
No. So the question is, why did Joshua, when he got onto the highway and the second vehicle decided to pursue them, he didn't just stop the car, but he didn't decide just stop the vehicle at that point?
I believe it was flight risk. And
flight risk.
I think, yes, because he was fearful for his life. And he had a right to be, because we see what took place. You understand? A lot of people want to make speculations on things they do not know, which would have been the chase. We saw no video with the chase. The police officers are not speaking about this chase and what exactly happened and where exactly they drove. We have no evidence on what took place.
The commissioner said, just like you, you all don't know what happened leading up to the final events.
If we don't know, tell us. And you see, everybody wants to distract the nation. So what happened leading up to the final event?
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, the police murdered a surrendering man in cold blood.
Well, allegedly.
If you all want to justify, right?
Uh-huh.
If you all want to justify the actions of the police officer on the onset of the crash of the vehicle where Joshua held his hands up in surrender by using the chase that happened prior, then you all need to go in the jails and execute every man, Jack.
All right. No.
Because that would mean that nobody has the right to due process.
What I am saying, right? This is what I'm trying to understand. I will share with you something here on that, because I'm not picking up for the police or Kaya and Joshua, not defending either. We're just trying to understand, as from your friendship with them to us, John Public. Now, you said he was fearful for his life. Flight. He ran. If I am fearful for my life, I wouldn't try to go in a side street. I would stop that car on the highway in full view of people. Even if you take my life, it had too much motorists around. So I slow down the car, I stop. I had to do it in a safe way, I stop in. This car turned into a side street where we thank God we saw the footage. So we could lean towards a surrender. Innocent is debatable, but a surrender. Do you know Joshua to be in any activities, transporting drugs, anything of that nature? I mean, he's dead. So at the end of the day, if you say you know he was questionable, you can say that.
But no, I don't know.
You don't know.
To be in anything like that.
So it begs to differ. Now, I am not saying that a man who is surrendering, even after he was shooting at police. I spoke with Gary Griffith last week, and Gary and other officers said, even if the person shot at officers who were in hot pursuit, if the officers corner the person and they surrender their gun, the threat to life, the clear and present danger no longer exists. The police cannot shoot the person and kill them. That is understood. So Joshua Hands came out. We saw that. He surrendered. The whole question is, why did he not, if you're saying he was fearful for his life, not just do so in the public, in the open, middle of the highway, or you can't shoot me in front of everybody? Got real people and cars was there. Why not? Did you ask Kaya why? Did he say anything to her before he died? While he was
Kaya
driving?
Kaya was saying, Joshua, stop. You see, the question you're asking me, you know, who would have been able to answer it perfectly? Joshua, but he isn't here. That is my point. And people have this way of saying, you know, well, if they're running from the police, what I was doing, the reserves are there, they're running from the police. Imagine a man is running away. He is running away. He is not grand charging at y'all to cause y'all to have to attack him in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is running away, we have to presume that he is running away from repercussions or some sort of the law, you know, regardless of what it might be, mm-hmm. whether it be a ticket, a speeding ticket, whatever the case may be. I have a police officer, a customer, when it says he came to purchase from me, he said, girl, I now done run down a man day. I say, hey, all of that still run down people. I thought all of that's killing them. He said, nah, girl, he was on the bus route and trying to get away. I run him down. I say, well, good job.
They catch him?
You actually run him down and you catch him and you ain't kill him. You understand? So that's the thing. If a man is running away, he's trying to avoid the law in some way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's trying to avoid the law in some way, why not apprehend him, especially seeing that Joshua surrendered so that he could then face the law?
Agreed.
Why would you kill him?
Agreed.
He is not grand charging at you. And that is the point of view I want the nation to think about.
because everybody is so daft and so gullible to believe that, you know, you deserve to die because you're running from the police. All you're perfect. All you never do nothing wrong. Hey. Nobody never break a traffic light. Nobody never had a
But Alyssa, one of the things, I mean, I saw a chase on the priority bus route. I was about to drive across, and a man driving a Hilux evaded a roadblock that was held high up on the route, and he sped off, broke a traffic light by Red Hill Junction, and ran head on to a maxi in the opposite direction, injuring himself, damaging, basically writing off the Hilux, damaging the maxi to the tune of over $200,000 in damages and injuring some of the passengers. He was held at the side of the road. I saw that. And the police arrested him. But he was evading. Right. He was running. There was no guns in the van. And they took him to a room. I don't know what happened after. But the point I'm trying to make to you is this. In a situation where people are scared for their lives when it comes to police officers, Joshua surrendered because he crashed. When he turned, he misjudged the corner. He crashed. That was the point of surrender.
It don't matter why he surrendered. He still surrendered. It showed that he had no gun.
Did anybody so far...
It showed that he wanted to preserve his life.
Did anybody...
It showed that, you know what, I fed up running. Just here. All you catch me, just here. Just lock me up, but don't kill me now. That's what he was saying. I'm still 19 bullets.
Well...
There are so many... They are murderers, rapists, gang offenders that would be on the run from police for years. And they are still not executed. They get their chance to have due process. So why was Joshua robbed of that chance? And why is Kaya not robbed of a particular future that she would have dreamed of? She's in a wheelchair. She's paralyzed. She cannot walk. She cannot even barely hug her daughter with feeling it properly because she has no feeling from her waist go down.
Okay, I understand that. Since the police has made this this issuance of this warrant, has Kaya been, well, she would have been appraised of it. Is she difficult to get in touch with? Was the police able to speak with her via the phone, informing her of the situation unfolding in Trinidad, or did she just hear it in the papers or by you guys?
The police has been going about this entire thing very unprofessionally. And this adds to the reason why I think they should never be trusted.
Okay, we get that.
I strongly believe
but everybody did speak,
is involved.
What are you trying to get? Did they speak
and
with
this
her?
This is an entire cover-up, right?
They, okay.
I spoke to Kaya. Kaya is not hard to get through to.
No, but did the police...
They did not officially call Kaya to tell her that she was a suspect.
Okay.
Kaya heard this on social media like everybody else, like John Public.
So Kaya has not been contacted by the TTPS, but... What about the family? Were the family members alerted?
Everybody heard on the media.
So the news.
The news know before us.
Right. That is the point I want to get. So up to now, up until this point, because up until you were leading that protest yesterday, which I want to talk to in a few minutes with you to find out what happened there. Up until this morning, Kaya Seeley has not received a phone call. Nor has the police officers come to her official residence in Trinidad, speak with her parents or anybody to say, well, listen, we are trying to get on to Kaya. Can you provide us with her number so we can call her so that she can leave where she is in the U.S. and return to Trinidad? Because the police said in the papers, if she doesn't voluntarily come, Interpol will be in contact and they would look to get her to extradite her. That is what was said, public domain. So I'm asking you, did the police senior officials make any contact with her family officially to get a number so that they can call her and get her to come to Trinidad? Was that done?
As far as I am concerned,
as far as you know,
which would have been from last night, and they did not execute an official warrant. And I'm saying from last night because last night would have been the last time I on my phone
with her.
Before this interview, I literally just woke up and came on this interview, so I'm not sure if any recent updates were made, but as far as I know, the last update before I went in my bed, no, they did not send any official warrant to Kaya.
How often do you speak with Kaya?
Often enough.
All right. So it's if the police was to ask you as a friend, so to speak, or her parents, family, to provide a number to reach Kaya,
do you already have a number to reach Kaya. Don't let them fool all you. Them have everything.
They have it. Nice. So, I mean, would she be coming back to Trinidad anytime soon, or she continues to seek her medical treatment outside?
She continues to seek medical treatment. Her rehabilitation was already prolonged because she would have had to be in and out the hospital. She wouldn't have been able to start getting physiotherapy, you know, immediately after the incident, which could be very crucial to her recovery, because if you know, my uncle is a physiotherapist, and the longer a patient takes to start physiotherapy, the harder it is to get them back to be able to walk or to move again.
All right, there's a call.
She was already at a disadvantage with that, and she is getting better medical treatment in the state.
I am happy to hear that. I've taken a call with you this morning. Respectfully, good morning, caller. Please be respectful. Good morning.
I always respect for DV. As I say, right, at the end of it, somebody is dead, a young person is dead, and someone is crippled, right?
And I hear you, caller.
Don't worry, I'll tell you after.
Right. You said the DPP will act accordingly. And DV, this is a very ticklish situation, eh? But if you go put your foot in their mouth to this case, eh? Let me leave it just for Davey. Have a wonderful day, my brother.
All right, cool. He said people will put a foot in their mouth with this case, and, you know, he was concerned about it. Respectfully, quickly, good morning.
I'm sorry that Kai is not hearing me, because I wanted to congratulate her for doing the right thing and leading a demonstration to...
No, this is Alyssa. Alyssa led the demonstration.
Oh, sorry, Alyssa, right.
A friend.
And speaking truth to power. And young people, they are doing the right thing. And they're doing it fearlessly in this democracy.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to ask Alyssa is that I called last night on my Facebook page for a commission of inquiry in order to get the answers that we need. Now, a commission of inquiry is a tool available to Prime Minister of this country to treat with this disquiet in the society by people who have a legitimate concern. So I'm hoping that they could think about that and place that within the arsenal as they decide to pursue this matter. Thank you, David.
So Eric wanted to congratulate you, Alyssa, on you standing up as a young person in this country for democracy, for truth, for justice, and demanding answers. Let's talk about that protest that you led yesterday. What took place? I understand the police dispersed you guys prematurely. What was happening yesterday?
The police did not disperse us prematurely, which is yet another lie given by that establishment in order to sow discord between those who may be thinking about coming out to the other protest, because we have other protests planned. The next one is on Wednesday, the 27th of May, in front of the DPP's office for 4 p.m. They try a lot of intimidation tactics. This is why they would have made that statement right after, to make people feel as though, yeah, when all you come, we're running all you, do come, or this and that. The only thing prejudicial to public safety is them. They have the weapons. We had no weapons. The only weapons we had is the placards in our hands saying justice for Kaya and justice for Joshua. You understand? We had our voices. And that, to them, is their greatest weapon. That is our greatest weapon.
Yeah.
They don't like to hear us speaking out for ourselves. So what exactly happened to officers would have tried to come and pull me to the side to say, ma'am, I'm giving all you 5 more minutes. This was about 45 minutes before the process actually ended, before we decided to end it on our own accord.
Okay.
So I gave them 5 more minutes. I say, because the crowd getting a little, because at that time, the crowd has kind of come in the road a bit, because you know with emotions and stuff, you would have to kind of, and it had a lot of people, which I am grateful for,
right.
I said, don't worry, I will get the crowd under control. So I told them, I said, oh, go back closer to the pavement. The reason why they had to gravitate to the road as well is because the officers blocked off the street so that nobody would be able to pass up the road. So the crowd was thinking, well, you know, they block up the street so we can have more space, right? But anyways, they made that an issue, and I told them to, you know, kind of go back more on the pavement.
All right.
So when I did that, we continued what we were doing with the interviews, with the chants, And then about 35 officers, the same officers came and was like, Miss Phillips, it's been 5 minutes ago, we tell all you to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to look in the next direction.
But let me ask you this question.
I really don't want to have to deal with them.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
I already know I sense why I'm supposed to.
Right.
Because of the law.
Right, that's the question. Did you apply to be able to demonstrate, it is an SOE, so we're still in a state of emergency, so you went to the relevant authorities and you submitted your paperwork for the rights to come out and do your calm protest, yeah?
You don't need any rights. You need to send a notice.
I'm just asking. I never...
According to Section 109 of the Summary Offences Act, and even under the SOE,
mm-hmm.
they cannot prohibit or stand still peaceful protest. The only thing you would need permission for is to utilize the roads in the sense of marching. So, you know, sometimes you have marches or you're walking up and down the street or from the Savannah to Independence Square. Yes, that is what you would need permission for, because the police would have to be there to, you know, handle traffic and things like that. But for a standstill process, you only have to send them notice at least 48 hours in advance and no more than 14 days. And
all right.
For that particular process, I would have sent them the notice on May the 23rd.
Who did you send the notice to? Which?
The head office of the
administration building. So they would have gotten that. Beautiful. Yes. So you cross your T's and you dot your I's. All right. Did, as far as you know, Kaya did not know she was a suspect in this. Was she ever tested or checked for gunpowder residue on her hands?
No, she was never.
So she was allowed to go home by a police escort, and on her own volition, with the assistance of family and friends, was able to purchase a ticket and leave this country freely, journey to the U.S., because she has a visa. She was able to journey to the U.S., and she's now seeking medical attention, I believe, with family and friends abroad in the United States, correct?
Yeah, but she's also a U.S. citizen.
Oh, she's also a U.S. citizen. Wow.
She has dual citizenship.
She has dual... Well, look at that. We did not even know that. So she's a dual citizenship holder. One person is asking, could you ask Alyssa why... the question to Alyssa, did Kaya tell her why they were running? Kaya did not say why they were running. Kaya was screaming at Joshua to stop. Alyssa is now giving an account that her friend told her, I was telling Joshua, stop, stop. Joshua said to her, that don't worry, we'll be okay. That is the account that Alyssa is sharing with us this morning. Alyssa, outside of getting to the DPP's office to lead another protest, what are your plans or the team for the near future? Have you all retained an attorney on behalf of Kaya as yet, or are you waiting for when she returns to Trinidad? Is she planning on coming back at all right now? Because you said no contact was made with her personally or her family. Or anyone to tell her this. This is just in the newspapers and the pub and in the mini media houses.
Yeah.
So she's going about her business as usual.
Yeah, she is continuing to seek her medical treatment, dealing with this ordeal mentally and emotionally as much as she can. I must say that her faith in God is not shaken. And when the warrant is officially handed to her lawyer or to her whatever maybe, they will decide what they are doing after the fact.
So it was only then when official communication is had with her, then you all will decide what's the next step, who attorney you're going to get, and what's moving forward.
Yeah.
And just to wrap the interview finally, as far to the best interest of you, what you know, and the family, Kaya and Joshua was not known to police.
No, or Joshua did not have any criminal record. Their criminal record is clean. I heard you say that the police were looking at them for how much ever long.
Yeah, that's what I was told. I don't know.
If that's the case, then where are the arrests for whatever Oliver was looking at them for?
I have some questions coming up. Let me just hear what the texters have to say. Hold on quickly. Hold on.
Morning, Davy. All right, just putting this in the mix. Now, listen. The car crash
against a wall,
okay,
a concrete wall.
Mm-hmm.
When those fire officers were firing from the back and the side, why couldn't it have been a ricocheted bullet coming out of the back window? Because if you suspect this woman of shooting at the police, you would have proven gun residue.
All right, that is true. I know the message is a little long. Davey and Kaya, it is extremely important to maintain accuracy and specific statements must be made. Samaru did not surrender. The vehicle he was fleeing from the police with crashed into a drain and therefore preventing him from further, you know, running. Too many inaccuracies and too many holes in this entire situation, and accurate wording is critical. And according to one texter, Davey, good morning. If Kaya is a U.S. citizen, why was the FBI not investigating this case? We can answer that question. Let me take this final one respectfully. Good morning, quickly.
Hey, Morales, yeah.
Quick, Morales.
I want to advise, I listened to the girl there, and I'm very glad to know we have somebody in Trinidad who's standing up for something. But I want to advise her moving forward to follow the successful in the protesters, limit the protests to a certain number of people, because and they could do petitions for the rest, because having that unwily crowd, they're going to give the police reason to stop you, and they'll glad to do so. Like, I remember this case kind of making them look bad.
Yeah, and close to them.
All right,
thanks, Morales. All right, so what Morales was saying to you, Kaya, Alyssa, is that, you know, limit the numbers in your protests going forward, all right, so they'll avoid the unwanted attention from the officers. Let me take this last one. Quick.
Quick as a Kaya, we still have to find out why he was running from the police. Or if she was telling them to stop, that's fine.
But
he doesn't deserve his death, but why was he running from the police?
Well, that is a question. Well, okay. Now, Alyssa, in conclusion, that caller said that Kaya must have known why Joshua was running from the police. I beg to differ. She may or may not have known. Joshua is not here to tell us why. So that question will remain unanswered as far as I'm concerned. Alyssa, I want to congratulate you as a young person standing up for justice, but I want to also urge you, in order for us to take what you're saying with credibility, please, I know it might be difficult, but try your best to contain your emotions to get your message out. Because a lot of persons, even though you are speaking truth or you may be saying something that is very vital and accurate, they may say she's just emotional, and they will pay attention to your emotions, your rants, rather than the message in which you want to convey. My little advice. I am not an expert.
My answer to that, thank you very much, is that I am not in the business of convincing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you believe Kaya or you believe the police. Right, we saw the video clear.
Mm-hmm.
We saw clearly that Joshua put his hands up in surrender.
Mm-hmm.
We saw clearly that the police officers did not take cover when they came out of their vehicle.
Saw that too.
Which
yep.
would have proved that Kaya was actually shooting at them, because mm-hmm. if your lives were in imminent danger, you all would have taken cover, or yep. you wouldn't have come out full chest out.
Yep.
Right? So I am no way. Don't make... I want people to know that this is not no police. All you believe, man, I know. I am calling for the people who believe and calling for the people who know and calling for the people who have seen pattern recognition with any police service to know that it has been years that they have been killing people innocently.
Mm-hmm.
And who believe that and who might be still fearful for some reason or still timid and still, you know, unsure if they should come out. I am speaking to those people. I'm not speaking to the people who already have their minds made up.
All right, Alyssa, I want to thank you so much for taking the call. I really appreciate it, because I remember in the early onset of this Joshua and Kaya Seely shooting, I wanted to reach you. Thank you for accepting this interview. And as the story unfolds and develops, please know I'll be reaching out to you again. Thank you again.
Thank
and
you.
All the best. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
That was Alyssa, the friend of Kaya and Joshua Samaru. Kaya Seely and Joshua, we got some new story. Kaya is a U.S. citizen as well. Kaya has not been officially told by officers of this country that she is wanted in connection for the death of Joshua and other charges. There was no official communique to her family, her parents, or nobody in an attempt to get her. It's just all in the public.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.